All right, let's take a break with Bosek, our extraordinaire producer over there, Brian Bosek. What do you got for us, Bosek? How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing pretty well, much better than last week because now we have two wins under our belt and we're starting to seem a little bit more legit, the Falcons. And my question for you guys this week is, if you were to have a beer with one Falcons current player, who would it be?
That's a really good question, Bosek. Yeah, I like that. Reed, you start, because I need to think on that one.
People are going to think I'm going with the easy answer, but I want to talk seriously to Roddy White. You're in this league for 10 years. The guy's got 10 franchise records. He's outspoken. Sometimes he doesn't always speak his mind, this year especially. But for all his records, I know he's very, very proud of his two most prized possessions, his children. So I think I could learn a lot from Roddy White just off the field, speaking of the life in the NFL, but also being a dad and what that's like.
What do you got, Jay?
Give me Matt Bryant any day. Guy's got stories for days. Love listening to him. I spend a lot of time when we're in the locker room, there's not a whole lot going on, just over there chatting with Matt. Great guy. Perfect choice to have a beer with.
I think I'm going to go with my brother, William Moore. He calls me right. Matt Moe, and I go with Willie Moe. So it might be fun to have a beer with him. That guy has got some good stories. He's fun. You know he's going to, you know, kind of be the life of the party when you go and have that beer with him. So I'm going to go with my man, Willie Moe. What else you got for us, Bosek?
Another question, the last question is, if you were to tell me your favorite, most memorable interaction with a current or past NFL player in the league?
All right, so I could speak for 30 minutes on this.
You could write a book on
I've
this.
I've been here for a minute. I've had some pretty cool interactions. Man, that's really good. I'll tell you a really funny one is, and this one kind of sticks out. So Sam Baker, Matt Ryan, their rookie year. You know, we had just gone through the tumultuous, bad NFL 2007 season. It was bad. So we were like, look, we got to change the vibe. We got to introduce the city to these two rookies, two first-round picks. So, I mean, I can't believe the organization agreed to this, but they let us have them for two full days. And we took them to the Varsity. We took them to the zoo, the aquarium, Turner Field, Fox Theater for Oklahoma. And so we made a video of it. We had this cool like $100,000 Mercedes car that the Mercedes dealership loans us, right? So it's this convertible. I'm driving this thing, thinking I'm awesome. I'm driving this thing all around. So I have Sam Baker. I pick him up. I drive him around all 2 days, and then you know, it's day two. We're so tired. We're heading back. He's like, man, I'm hungry. I'm like, oh, where do you want to go? It's on me. You know, we'll put it on the old corporate card. And Sam Baker and I proceed to spend $26 at Wendy's. And I only got like a combo meal. I don't know, somebody wearing this $100,000 Mercedes. And I've got to figure out how I'm going to say, someone's going to say, well, what did you spend $16 or $26 at Wendy's on? Well, Sam Baker was hungry. We had ran him around. So, but I got a lot. One day we'll have to do a whole podcast on that.
Yeah. For me, I got to go back to I think it was my first year here, and it was one of my first travel games. And I can't remember where it was, but, you know, it used to be where we would come downstairs and there would be a section where you could have team meal after we fly in. And so I'm down there, and some of the players are getting ready to go to a meeting, and dinner's not quite set. And so I'm standing out in the hallway talking to a couple of staff members, and over in that area comes Tony Gonzalez and Michael Turner and Matt Ryan. And they're standing there waiting for their meeting to start. And so I'm just standing there talking to staff, and I'm just minding my own business. And Tony looks at me and he goes, hey, you're the social media guy. I'm like, yeah. I've seen some of your tweets and everything. I'm like, oh, that's great. And so we start talking about social media. Michael Turner jumps in and Matt Ryan jumps in about how much they – didn't like social media, and they thought there's no reason to be on there. Now, Tony at the time was working a couple of business deals on Twitter, so he was you know, very active and trying to promote his different products. But so it was just a surreal moment, because I'm having a debate, and Tony Gonzalez is on my team against Matt Ryan and Michael Turner, and so I don't know that I paid too much attention to what was actually being said, because in my head I kept saying, oh my God, don't say anything stupid, don't say anything stupid. So I don't even know if I say anything stupid, but it was early on when I was still kind of a little starstruck.
And fast forward a few years, Matt Ryan reaches out to you to start his Twitter account.
Starts his Twitter account, and that was a fun night.
So you laid the foundation there. I like that.
That's it. I would say Tony and I won that.
You did.
Yeah.
Deep stories. I'm going to go to the side of behind the life of these professional athletes and what it takes to get here. I was fortunate enough to have an internship where I worked for Pro Football Hall of Famer wide receiver Chris Carter down at his training camp in Boca Raton, Florida. And to see guys like Ricky Williams, Randy Moss, and these guys come in and train the kind of crazy things they do, which our guys here with the Falcons do as well, like running full speed, 20 miles an hour on inverted treadmills and just doing crazy things like that. So just to see the way these guys put everything into their work off the field, behind the scenes. They talk about the cliché. I know you like clichés.
Love them.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Literally, you see that in the weight room. In the training rooms, 100-degree heat out in the fields, running sprints and doing all that kind of stuff. It's just amazing to see when people think professional athletes live the lifestyle. Trust me, they're working for it.
That's good stuff. That's really good.
Good questions, Bosek.
Hey, yeah. Bosek, you have a favorite one you've had so far here?
Put
you on the spot.
First thing that comes to mind is I was walking.
No. I know your answer. Your answer is when Julio Jones showed you and I pictures of his buddy who had a pet kangaroo.
No, that's not my answer. That's a good one. I didn't know I was allowed to tell that one.
Yeah, there's a lot. Let's just mention there are a lot of stories here. We had to cycle through quite a few before we got some that we could actually use.
That's a true story?
What you got?
Yeah, that's yeah. a true story about Julio Jones.
I was there.
I was walking from the studio into the lobby with one of these chairs, and these chairs are decent. They're high chairs. And I have my hands full, and all of a sudden I'm walking. I'm about to go through a door, and Matt Ryan's walking about 10 feet in front of me. And I was like, do I ask him to hold the door for me? So I waited. I was like, he's opening the door. He's punching in his coat. I was like, hey, Matt, do you mind holding the door for me? He's like, yeah, so here I am, this little guy asking a franchise quarterback to hold the door open for me.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
Awesome. He was totally nice about it.
That's
totally cool.
Of course he was. He's the best.
He's the best.
Very good stuff, Brian. I like the break with Bosek there. That's good.